In December 2022, a Barrie woman was charged with 3 counts of impaired driving causing bodily harm following a crash involving several pedestrians who were struck in the city's south end in front of Sadlin Arena. The collision happened around 6:30 p.m. on December 1 at Mapleview and Bayview Drives as the group was heading to a Barrie Colts game. All 3 pedestrians were taken to hospital with serious injuries. 2 were later airlifted to a Toronto trauma center. The 3rd pedestrian and the driver of the vehicle were transported to a local hospital. However, the pedestrian was also later flown by air ambulance to a Toronto hospital for treatment. The driver, Cassie Korzenko, who was then 32 years old, was sentenced to 3.5 years in prison last May. One of the victims, Melanie Smith, who was 52 at the time and a community support worker with Empower Simcoe, suffered multiple injuries, which she describes as life-changing. She is still in recovery. "My recovery is still ongoing and I have not yet returned back to work," she told Barrie Today. "I was in hospital for a month, including Christmas. I've had 2 surgeries and continue physiotherapy. I was in a wheelchair for many weeks. My long-term prognosis is still unknown," Smith added. During her victim impact statement read in court, Smith said she was forever changed physically and mentally that December day. "Today, I live with chronic pain. I feel disfigured, and I have pain every day since the accident." Barrie police investigate on December 1, 2022 after multiple pedestrians were struck in a collision at the intersection of Mapleview Drive and Bayview Drive. Image supplied. "My financial security has been jeopardized and it's still uncertain whether I'll ever be able to return to my career," Smith added. Since then, she has been in counseling and has had a lot of support in dealing with the mental health trauma caused by the crash and her injuries. "My mental health was very much affected when I was in the hospital and when I had to face the reality that I was not going back to my regular life anytime soon," Smith recently told Barrie Today. Smith lamented losing all of her independence due to her injuries, which took a huge toll on her mental health. "The memories of that day come rushing back when I hear of an impaired driver or a pedestrian being struck," she said. "There was a lot of anxiety whenever she drove through the intersection of Mapleview and Bayview following the crash. But because I drove that way to physiotherapy, I had to face it," Smith said. "The anxiety has lessened because I had to face my fear, but it's always on my mind." She still thinks about that horrific day every time she drives through the area. "I've always been cautious in intersections, but now I'm constantly looking for other vehicles. I'm acutely aware of all the cars around me now and how they are driving," Smith said. "Having been a pedestrian who was struck by a driver, walking is also stressful now. Initially, I was terrified thinking of my family walking or driving anywhere, especially near the highway," Smith said. "My fear that they were sharing the road with impaired drivers was very strong. I've dealt with the consequences of that day by facing my fear, but it's hard when my boys travel. I worry so much more than I did before the accident," she added. With Korzenko being handed a 3.5-year prison sentence, does Smith feel the punishment fit the crime? "I believe the justice system is getting better at recognizing the seriousness of the aftermath of impaired driving, but it's a slow process," she admitted. Smith understands courts rely on legal precedent in deciding sentencing, and she thinks the punishment for impaired driving is increasing, albeit slowly. "Jail time has increased for impaired driving offenses, especially when there are victims," she added. "I'm optimistic that we're slowly going in the right direction. Having said that, my optimism may not be the same if I lost a loved one, or if it had been my son hurt by an impaired driver," Smith said.